Hey, am I speaking with Brian?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Another day in paradise, you know. I'm ready for Friday already.
Yes,
sir. I'm just kidding. But so I wanted to give you an update. So what happened with Google Guaranteed, they made a new policy on existing accounts, right, where what happens is Google charges you for the lead fee, and we just charge the management fee is the way it's set up. So that's why, so you're essentially, you're paying the same amount, right? Like your cost per qualified lead was, let me double check, 180, right? That's with our service fee attached. So what's going to happen is when you get a qualified lead, Google will charge you the 135, right? We're charging a $45 service fee. So that's why, RLE was calling to just charge the management fee. So that's out of the way, the 585, right?
Well, I mean, okay, I'm kind of confused. So,
yeah.
I was told one thing I was supposed to pay, another thing I'm supposed to pay, so it's kind of confused.
Right. So let me tell you what happened, and I've been having to update clients on this too. So we used to, when we create a whole new account, right? What happens is Google just charges us directly, okay? And we used to set it up like that on existing accounts where we would remove your billing info, put you on read only, which makes it where you could just see it, but you can't manage it, and then we get charged by Google. Well, they changed the policy where now what happens is Google, so the fee is 180 with our service fee attached. So they're keeping
with your fee.
With our fee. Yeah. So Google is charging you $135 and then we have a 25% management fee, which brings it to $180. So we basically make $45 per qualified lead from you. So what happens is we're just charging the management fee. So that's out of the way. And then you have the same rollover principles, right? Like if you take on 13 qualified leads, the following month, you'll be charged the $585 management fee to take that out of the way. And then Google charges you $135 per qualified lead, right? Now, if you only took on one qualified lead, right, the following month, you're not charged the $585 management fee. You only charge the $45 fee to replenish your lead budget. So it just works a little differently now. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay, because, yeah, I know when we talked, because she was explaining, I was like, wait a minute, it's not how it was explained.
That's not how it was when we first initially talked. They just made this change recently, and then what happened is your approval took a little longer, right? And so what's happening is she's letting you know the new
my approval came in the same day, because I was already approved.
But you didn't activate it yet, right, is what happened?
What do you mean? I didn't turn on the Google.
You
turn it on my end.
No. You don't have to turn it on your end. Like I told you, we don't charge that lead budget until you gave us the thumbs up on it, right? To charge it. So what happened is, even though you got approved quickly, it wasn't activated yet because we didn't get the green light from you. You know. The process changed basically over that time period. You know.
Okay. So it's now, okay, so what about the $250 I paid for the setup?
That's done. Yeah, you never, ever have to pay that again.
Okay. So if I give you the green light today, what is required?
All she's going to charge is the $585 management fee. That's it.
But $585 management fee.
Correct.
Okay. So that's your fee for 13 leads.
Correct. And then Google will charge you directly the $135 for each qualified lead that comes through. And you can't go over your 13 lead threshold.
Okay, so it's $585. So pretty much I'm prepaying for my
the management portion. Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So what and I know it's kind of confusing. I've been having to explain it to all my clients that have been with us even for years now, right? That had existing accounts, basically you're paying the same amount. Like it's $180 per qualified lead, but it's split where you're paying $135 to Google and you're just paying $45 to us for the management fee.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So it's the same exact amount though. You're paying $180 regardless, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So today I paid the $585.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty much a prepaying, right?
You're prepaying the management fee portion. So instead of you being, it's actually kind of better. Instead of you being charged the full amount, which was, let me double check it real quick. Instead of you paying the $2,347, right? You're just paying the $585 management fee, and then Google is going to charge you per qualified lead that comes through directly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Google charged me. Okay.
Yeah, now, and that's just on existing accounts is how we're doing it, you know? Yeah.
Okay, so Google will charge. Okay, then Google charge. Now, the next question I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
So once we go, so how will I receive the lead? So are you guys going to make like a snippet online that's going to appear above the column? Because actually I'm in the column row.
Mm-hmm.
So where will I be placed at on the Google page?
At the very top of the page in the Google guaranteed section. So the way the lead will come through is they will pick you. They'll call you directly. It's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. And if you schedule an estimate with them or quote them over the phone, I know you don't quote over the phone, but if you were to do either of those two things, right, then you're charged for the lead. If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, service you don't provide, et cetera, you're automatically not charged for those leads.
Okay. So with the $585 that I'm going to pay, so next month, do I exhaust all? Okay. For example, right now I'm a little booked up right now, really to the end of the month because I got prior obligations. Okay.
Okay.
So, is it best for me to start at the first of the month so I don't get charged $585 again, or how?
Well, the $585 isn't monthly, right? So you're gonna just to answer your question fully, you're gonna want to charge that management fee when you're ready to turn the leads on, right? Because they turn your leads on that same day, right? Now,
right.
Let's say you could handle work right now. You want your leads on now. They charge that lead budget, but let's say you take on one lead and you set up a great job for next month and you're like, hey, let's pause them, right? The following month, it's not a $585 monthly. Because you only took on one lead, you're only charged $45 to replenish your lead budget.
Okay.
So it's not a $585 monthly, technically, you know?
Okay, so basically you're just gonna keep the $585 replenished regardless. Okay.
Correct.
So,
for the manager.
If you get two leads, then you come back next month it's $90 if I had two leads that I accepted.
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it.
So if I paid now and I didn't get any leads or whatever,
you pay $0.
I'm just gonna be banged out on $0. Okay, well Angelique's got everybody on the toes right.
They charge you regardless, you know, and they send it to a few different companies. So this is way different. The only thing that's kind of got a little confusing, and it's not just you. I had to explain it to a lot of clients, right, that had existing accounts, but it's just the split, right, with Google charging you and then us charging you the management fee. That's not how it used to be. We're letting all new clients obviously know that have their existing accounts. But it's just a new process. You pay the same exact amount though, you know?
Okay, I see that. All right. Yeah. So basically, the $585, that's just a tentative for 13 leads, right?
13
that's
leads.
For 13 leads.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right. Yeah. And then the $130 is what I'd be charging Google that I see on the card, right?
$135. Yes, sir. You'll see that directly charged from Google. Yes, sir.
Okay, so I know I'm going to sound a little redundant because I'm just so country boy that just, you know, I'm trying to understand life here. So don't beat me up, okay?
Yeah. No, I won't. I promise. I've had to have this talk with a bunch of clients, so I get it.
Right. You know, for some people, this, you know, all of this, it's just a slow bleed, you know, just to keep everything in place. I wear a lot of hats, but I'm going to speed up the tempo here. So basically, like, when I see some of the companies, like you just mentioned, like at the top, they'll say Google Guarantee, and they have the green badge, and they right at the top, usually like two or three companies. So
that's going to be you.
You guys going to. Yeah. One of them guys going to be me.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So the next question I got to ask, and I'm on board. The next question I have to ask you, right? So what do they do? They just isolate all the people who participate in these type of programs? They just kind of just randomly circle you throughout your area?
Great question. So I get what you're saying. Like, who shows at the top of Google Guaranteed, right? Like, why is it you? Right, is what you're asking?
Right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My bad. So there's three factors for that, okay? One is the Google reviews, which we linked your reviews from the Google business profile to the Google Guaranteed page, right? So you're starting with 23, okay? The second is your answer rate, okay? And that's why we make sure to not turn the leads on until you're ready to take on leads, because we want your answer rate high. Okay. Now the third factor, okay, and this is what we've already established in your lead fee, right, is the amount that you're bidding on the lead. So we have it on the higher end. That way you're able to show up at the top. So you're bidding higher than other companies are, essentially.
Okay.
Does that make
next
sense?
Next question I have.
Yeah. Okay.
Next question I have. Mm-hmm. Whenever I turn on, do I call you guys up and say, hey, Local Splash, I'm ready for leads, or I just switch the button on pause it?
Great question. So because you own your Google Guaranteed page, right, you could pause them from your end, okay? Now, you can also, there's four ways, like our clients that don't own their own pages, we created it and they're just added on to it. They have to either text, email, call, or from their client dashboard, the little chat box that comes up, you can request to pause the lead from there. But because you're the owner on your own Google Guaranteed page, you have access to pause them directly from your end.
Okay.
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 Good question. Now, yeah.
You guys creating the page versus my page. Any different? I know you guys went through and you made some changes that were obvious with the budget. You put a bio there.
Yeah.
You guys say, hey, you know, you kind of, you tinkered up to try to, you know, to get the call. So is it better for you guys to do it or for me?
Way better. Because, the thing is we attach to an auto dispute system. So instead of you having to manually dispute these leads with Google, it's already automatically being done for you through our system. So you have the auto dispute system. That's really the best thing, the best feature on it. And then also they make sure a lot of clients that try to do it on their own, they just set it and they set all the subcategories and they set like all the areas or a limited area. So we're making sure your areas are correct. We're making sure your subcategories correct before we launch this thing live. So you're getting better results through us by running it, and then also you have that automatic dispute system as well.
Okay. So since I'm current,
mm-hmm.
because you guys went in and created, right, because what I'm doing, I'm going to pull my guys off of furlough because we got a couple projects. So once we come back off of this, now in this time frame of 2 weeks, Should I allow you to create me a page, or should it's okay for me to keep what I have? I mean, I'm just trying to win for once at this game, you know?
Yeah. So everything's already set to go. Basically, your management fee, once that's charged, we're able to activate it. So really what you got to think is like, am I ready to turn my leads on now? Like, do you want to get leads, like take on some calls in the next 2 weeks? Or are you looking to do, like, activate it then, you know? That's really something that you have to decide.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. So you answer the questions, right? So, you know, right. So, what's the next step now? You're going to have someone to call me, or you're going to pull, you're going to give your authorization right now to go ahead and do it?
No, we just, cause we like to double check everything. Instead of me, doing it, what I need to do is I'm going to have RLE call you. And then she can either charge your lead budget and activate the leads today, or you could set a date with her when you want it activated, right?
I say to see the day and I just still keep it on pause until I'm ready, correct?
You could. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let me message her because she was asking me about it this morning, too. So let me give me one quick second.
Really think about it, it's a lot better this way too. You know, you're not.
It's way better for you because you don't have to. You don't have to charge the whatever it was, $2,800, or I could look at the exact amount, but you're literally just charging the management fee, which is obviously a lower amount for you. So it's actually a better situation. You know.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I did, I just messaged her right now. Let me tag her on this too. Oh, she's finishing up a call. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to have her, because she's been the one working on your account for the activation budget, so I'm going to have her call this phone number, and she'll get you all set up. Just let her know when she calls, and she'll ask you to, right? But let her know if you want to start with the lead pause or if you're ready to turn them on, you know?
Oh, okay, so I'm going to start with the lead pause, okay.
No. It's up to you. If you want them turned on, you can do that too. So, just let her know, like, if you're ready to turn the leads on right away, just tell her and she'll get it activated for you.
Okay. So, yeah, I just want to go ahead and pay the $500 fee. Okay.
So I'm going to have her.
I have some prior obligations right now with some, with the national company that I'm working with. So that kind of pulls us away every day.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. I'm just messaging. I know she's on a call right now, but I just let her know, hey, he wants to get the fee out of the way and set a date for them to turn on, you know? So she'll call you just to verify it, make sure everything's good to go. And then she'll charge that management fee once you give her the thumbs up on it. And then, she could set a date for you for when you want the leads turned on or a follow-up call to make sure that date's still good, you know?
Okay. Hey, so said, once again, but
oh, go ahead.
But if I turn, because of the way my system's set up, because it's manually, and once I get the application, you know, once I go ahead and get the management fee out of the way, so would the slide of the pause and the unpause by me, would that be sufficient enough, or do I still have to call you back?
No, you can still pause and unpause it from your account as well.
But I'm saying once I pay the management fee and I tell her, okay, well, I'm just paying the management fee. When I decide to go live, say, next week on the 1st or the 2nd, do I need to give you guys a shout prior to me doing it?
I'd recommend it just to make sure, like, everything's good. You technically don't, but I would do it just to be safe. You know, to make sure, like, you got the right subcategories, the right areas targeted to, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah. She should be calling you here right now, too. She just got off the phone from our 877 number.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you cleared it up. Makes sense. I know she was saying 500. I was like, hey, wait a minute.
You're like, well, we didn't talk about that. I paid the 250. What's this 580? You know, I get it 100%. Yeah. It actually ends up working out way better for you, though. So you don't have to pay the $2,800 or whatever up front, you know?
Yeah, bang out this American Express card, man. Let me tell you. It's going to go down.
For sure. My wife, she says she uses hers all the time. I'm like, man, stop using that thing.
Yeah, pretty disciplined. Okay, well, you answered the question, so, okay. So that's how, like, I see the companies at the top. And I said, well, how the fuck did they get there? I'm supposed to be there, too. But I see my name, like, third on the bracket, you know, going down and stuff.
Right. And it's answer rate, it's reviews, right? And that's why we link the Google Business Profile to the Google Guaranteed for the reviews. And then the amount that we're bidding on the leads, which we already have that factored into your rate, you know.
Okay, well, hey, so as long as you get the phones ringing, that's all that counts.
That's right. And again, I know I apologize for, you know, the change, right, or whatnot, but it actually, you know, ends up working out better, ultimately, you know?
Yeah, no, it does. Hey, it just had to be explained to me a little differently.
All good. I've been calling all my clients. They're trying to do it on their end, too, but they're like the tech side, right? So sometimes it sounds all techy the way they're saying it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I just try to explain that, like, hey, this is what Google's charging, this is what we're charging, ends up being the same amount.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. So, expect that call from her. She should have already called. I'll tag her right now and let her know you're ready for the call, too. Okay.
Well, let me clear the line and I answer the call.
All right, perfect. I'll tell her right now. All right, thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Thank you,
bye. Right, bye.